You're listening to Boston Public Radio. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III. So how do you know when fall has arrived? Now, you could say that maybe it's when the trees turn, and by that measure, I don't think we're quite there yet. You can go by weather, which we've had a few cool nights, we've had a couple cool mornings, but I don't think too many of us have busted out our full regalia of sweaters. There is one measure by which we are undoubtedly, unquestionably, unequivocally in the midst of fall season, and that measure is beer. If you've stopped into your local package store or your pub lately, no doubt you've witnessed a proliferation of pumpkin ales, Marzens, Oktoberfest brews. There are a few places that do craft beer or fall, as well as New England, and so today I've asked one of our area's more respected beer nuts to walk us through some of the best fall brews and fall brew festivals that are going on out there. Norman Miller is with me in the studio. He is the author of the Beer Lovers New England and Wicked Locals Beer Nut blog. Norman, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
The most important thing is that you have brought some beer with you.
Yes, I did. Three really good New England fall seasonals we can try.
All right. Well, we'll get there in a second. First, I want to start with, we are in the midst of Oktoberfest. There are a lot of Oktoberfest sort of celebrations happening around. What is Oktoberfest?
Well, originally started in Germany as a celebration for the marriage of King Ludwig in the 1800s. The beer was brewed in March when the weather was still cool enough to brew the style of beer, and then they served it in Oktoberfest during a celebration and just turned into a yearly celebration called Oktoberfest.
Very nice. So what you sort of – the key thing you said there for me is it was cold enough to brew this particular style of beer. What is this style of beer that is like an Oktoberfest beer? Because we see a lot of them.
Well, there's two main styles of beer, ales and lagers. And Oktoberfest lagers, which are basically need cooler temperatures to brew, they take longer to brew than ales. So most craft beer you see is actually ales, but a lot of the German-influenced beers and Oktoberfest are lagers. The lager yeast allows the flavors of the ingredients really come through. It's a really clean taste to it, so that's just really popular yeast, particularly in Germany, and a lot of U.S. craft brewers are brewing more lagers nowadays.
Is it harder to brew a lager?
I don't know if it's harder, but it takes longer. So for craft breweries that don't have a lot of space, they use ale yeast because you can pump the beer out faster, basically, so you don't have a beer sitting in the tank taking up the space, as a lager will take a few extra weeks than an ale will. So it's a lot of timeliness. It's easier to get the ales out. And historically, there's just more craft beer. It's like tends towards IPAs and stouts, which happen to be ale styles.
Yeah. So. Okay. So now, correct me if I'm wrong. The way I understand, at least in Germany, for a beer to be a true Oktoberfest beer, there's a bunch of rules and regulations it's got to hit. It's got to be like brewed within, you know, a certain walls of the city. It's got to have a certain level of alcohol. It's got to have a minimum of something called Stammwurst, which I'm not sure what that is. In America, is it the same? Or when you see an Oktoberfest, like does Sam Adams Oktoberfest the same as some other company's Oktoberfest? Or are they all different?
They're all based on the original style of German original German Oktoberfest. Sam Adams is relatively traditional. The one I brought in today, Jack's Abbey's Copper Legend, is relatively traditional. There's only, six or seven breweries that are technically allowed in Germany to call themselves Oktoberfest.
Okay.
With the traditional spelling. But there's a lot of breweries outside, even Germany, that call themselves Oktoberfest, but they'll use a C instead of a K.
Right.
They'll space it out. But so it's,
creatively approaching it.
So
there.
Like a lot of Americans make really good traditional Oktoberfests as well.
Okay. So what, for you, what makes an Oktoberfest is just sort of one kind of fall brew. But I think in recent years, we've seen a huge explosion beyond just Oktoberfests of different kinds of brews in the ale category, in the stout category. Yeah. What makes a good fall beer?
Well, I personally prefer a little maltier, which gives it a little more full body than, you know, like a lot of summer wheat beers. A little touch of sweetness sometimes. You want a little something a little hearty that you can enjoy on a cool night, but nothing is going to be overly boozy that you're going to get a little too warm from drinking.
Right.
You know, you see a lot of pumpkin beers, Oktoberfest beers, and there's a lot of other styles too. It's not just those two styles, but those are obviously the two you see the most on liquor store shelves nowadays.
Yeah. What do you say? Do you want to taste some beer?
I would love to taste some beer.
I would like to taste some beer too. Why don't we go ahead and taste some beer? Why don't you open up one of those beers that you have there? Let us know what you're doing. Let me let everybody out there know what we're talking about here. We are talking about fall brews, New England in particular, New England fall brews. And I'm talking with Norman Miller, who is the author of Beer Lovers New England, and he also blogs for Wicked Local, the Beer Nut blog. So what do you got for us, Norman?
Well, the first beer we're going to try is Cambridge Brewing Company's Great Pumpkin Ale. Cambridge Brewing Company is a great little brew pub in Cambridge, and this pumpkin ale is, I guess from what I heard, is the first pumpkin beer brewed in the United States, and it's just phenomenal. They use real fresh pumpkins. Just a few weeks ago, I saw on Facebook they're getting volunteers to come and slaughter the pumpkins, basically, to use in the beer.
Wow. So this company actually, they smash up a bunch of pumpkins. These are real pumpkins in here in this pumpkin brew.
Yes. And this one's actually relatively low alcohol. It's only, I think, 4% ABV, alcohol by volume.
Okay.
So
4 is low for a beer. What's sort of a typical beer alcohol by volume?
Like a mass-produced beers, like, you know, Bud Miller Coors, like 4.6 to 4.8.
Yep.
A lot of craft beers go 6, 7, and
okay, so that's actually a good tip for people. If you're looking at beers, looking at craft beers, looking at beers that you don't know, it's usually on the label what the alcohol by volume is. So we get kind of get a sense of how strong the beer is. So this, you're saying, not too strong.
Yeah, the trend a lot in the last couple of years, a lot of imperial pumpkin beers. So you see a lot of 8-9% alcohol pumpkin beers, a 12-13%. This one, you should get a lot of like real pumpkin flavor, almost like a vegetable taste, and a little touch of sweetness at the end.
All right, we're going to drink some. Here, this is the sound of drinking beer on the radio. I don't know how exciting it's going to be, but. All right. Oh, wow. It's subtle. It's much more subtle than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because you see a lot of pumpkin beers that are very sweet.
Yeah.
That's because of all the spices and stuff they add into it. This one relies a lot on real pumpkin, so real pumpkin flavor is not super
strong. Pumpkin pie flavor, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of times they taste like pumpkin pie. This actually tastes like pumpkin. So this is a good tip. What's the beer again?
It's Cambridge Brewing Company's Great Pumpkin Ale.
There you go. Cambridge Brewing Company's Great Pumpkin Ale. All right, Norman, we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left,
okay.
So let's get into some more beers here.
Okay,
the
what next
else
one.
Do you have for us?
This is going to be Cape Ann's Fisherman's Pumpkin Stout.
All right, Cape Ann's Fisherman's Pumpkin. So this is, where's this brewer?
They're from Gloucester.
Okay.
And this is just, I just wanted to show you a difference between, you know, what great pumpkin ale is and what the variety of different pumpkin beers are out.
Okay.
This is a darker beer.
All right. Darker beer here. I can see it pouring out of the bottle. It's a very stouty looking beer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got that Guinness look to it for those who are not familiar totally with stouts. I am talking with Norman Miller, who is Wicked Local's Boston Beer Nut blogger. He's a beer specialist. He's walking us through some of his favorite fall brews from New England breweries here. So we're going to taste right now some Cape Ann Brewing Company's Fisherman's Pumpkin Stout. Here we go. Again, kind of subtle.
What I like about this is you get the roastiness of a stout compared to, you know, that goes with the pumpkin, so it's almost like a little roasty, a little hint of chocolate and coffee at the end.
Yeah.
Which blends well with the coffee.
So it's
a pumpkin.
Pumpkin, I see a lot of pumpkin ales. I don't see a lot of pumpkin stouts. Is this a fairly new thing,
only
the pumpkin
a couple.
Stout thing?
They do two different versions. They do this one and Imperial, which is a few percent alcohol higher.
Yep.
There's a pumpkin porter from Red Hook, which is phenomenal.
Okay.
I believe that's draft only, but it's really good.
All right. So you got one more that we can sample in here. Is that right?
Yep.
Let's do one more sample beer. What do you got? This is a true Oktoberfest brew here.
This is Jack's Abbey Brewing's Copper Legend. They're a relatively new brewery, a little over a year old, from Framingham.
Mm-hmm.
They're a standout brewery, and all they do is lagers, which is very unusual.
Yeah, but as you said, a lot of craft brewers sounds like they're getting into lagers more. It seems like the market's saturated with these more ale styles, and maybe you've got some competition going on so that people are saying, well, we'll be distinct and we'll make a lager.
Yeah, I mean, if you see their beers on the shelf, really give them a shot because they're probably one of the top two or three breweries in Massachusetts.
Really?
And again, they're only about a little over a year old.
Okay, and this is Jack's Abbey.
Yeah, it's Copper Legend.
Copper Legend. Here we go. Copper Legend. Wow, totally different. Totally different than the pumpkin beers.
Oh, yep, nothing similar at all.
Much more sort of traditional sort of beer tasting. I mean, I think you made the point to me at some point when we were talking off the air that lagers, quote unquote, is like the, you know, things like Miller and Coors and Budweiser. They're sort of watered down versions, but they are lager beers.
Yes, that's their lager beers.
So the to sort of classic, typical American beer, this is a little more in that style.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's the same type, general type of yeast and... But obviously a lot more full-flavored.
Yeah, golden flavor, sort of copper in flavor as the name suggests. Yeah. It's really good beer. Very good. All right, so Norman, these are a couple of beers that we can get in stores. We can get them in bars.
Yes, all these are relatively easy to find throughout eastern Massachusetts and out to central Mass at least.
Why is it that there are so many craft breweries in Massachusetts? I mean, is it me or does Massachusetts have far more than most places?
I don't know if it's far more, but it's really growing a lot lately, so you're hearing a lot more. There's about 8 that opened in Massachusetts last year, another 4 or 5 so far this year. I just think it's, for years, Massachusetts had like the same English-style pale ale, English IPA, and once they started getting a taste of these different styles from other places, people wanted to brew their own.
Yeah.
And so now you have explosions of breweries doing tons of different things. You have a new brewery, Mystic, that does great Belgian ales. You have a local Somerville brewery called Slum Brew, does fantastic beers. Like I said, Jack's Abbey.
Yeah.
A Wormtown Brewery out in Worcester does some fabulous stuff in central Massachusetts. So it's,
All right. So
it's a great,
so lots
lot
of
stuff.
Real quick, because we got to wrap, is it worth it when you go into a beer store and you see something you haven't seen before? Should you just give it a shot or not?
I always say give it a shot.
All right. So give it a shot. There's words of wisdom from the beer nut himself, Norman Miller. He's the author of The Beer Lovers New England, which is a great book that breaks down all of the local breweries. He also blogs for Wicked Local, the Beer Nut blog. And we're out of time. Norman, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for us today. You have just listened to another edition of Boston Public Radio. We will be back on Monday with more of our 30 issues in 30 days, looking at really important issues in this year's election in the run-up. So tune in for that. Boston Public Radio is a production of WGBH. For Emily Rooney, for Callie Crossley, I am Edgar B. Herwick III. Have a great afternoon.